NKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Be sure and call Indigo Mortgage for a quote when you are shopping for a mortgage loan. The team at Indigo Mortgage will give you a clear and concise loan estimate. Call them at 836-5700 or reach them on the web at indigomortgage.net. Indigo Mortgage, because nobody cares more about your mortgage loan. We are joined this afternoon by Terry Huerta. She is the American Lung Association Executive Director here in Albuquerque, and Kent Cravens. He's the CEO of the Greater Albuquerque Association of Realtors and a volunteer with the American Lung Association. Terry and Kent, hello. How are you?
Good afternoon, Jim.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, we're going to start with Terry. Terry has been traveling a little bit, so she's got a quarantine, having recently returned back to Albuquerque. So, Terry, tell us about the American Lung Association and your work in New Mexico.
Thank you, Jim. And again, I just want to thank you for allowing us to have some listeners. We really appreciate it. So, one really cool thing about the American Lung Association is we're the oldest nonprofit in the state of New Mexico. Believe it or not, when New Mexico was still a territory, we weren't even a state yet. And we used to be called the New Mexico Society for the Study and Prevention of Tuberculosis. So a lot of people came to New Mexico and they were called health seekers and they were looking to heal themselves from their tuberculosis. So a couple years ago, the Albuquerque Museum did an amazing on tuberculosis in New Mexico and Albuquerque specifically. And there's a really great book called Chasing the Cure in New Mexico that really gives a history about how tuberculosis had such an impact on our economy, on our systems, those kinds of that kind of information, including the fact that a lot of notable New Mexicans came to New Mexico because of their tuberculosis. T. Anderson and Clyde and Terry Tingley, Loveless. So many civic
hey, Terry,
leaders, business leaders.
Terry, I apologize. Again, this COVID thing is just crazy that we're having to do things over the phone. But we are missing a little bit of what you're saying to us. Are you by chance on your speakerphone? Or would you be able to speak directly into your phone? We think that might improve it. We're kind of missing 2 or 3 seconds of what you're saying every so often. And I know our listeners are going to be really interested in hearing this. The other thing I want to emphasize to everybody is you'll be able to listen to this interview on abqconnect.online. But Terry, I don't know if we could try that. And when we take a break here in about 5-10 minutes, we're going to try to smooth that out a little bit. Go ahead and go forward.
I'm actually on my work phone. I can change phones if that would help.
It might. Why don't I do this? So I'm going to switch to Kent right now. Why don't you hang up and call back in, and Steve will answer the phone and he'll bring you back in. But let me go right to Kent. Thank you, Terry. Kent, you work with the Albuquerque Greater Albuquerque Association of Realtors, and I wanted to know a little bit about why you have chosen to volunteer with the American Lung Association.
Well, in just a few words, Jim, it's because Terry told me to.
I love it.
Terry and I have been really, really close friends for many years. Terry was the former executive director at the Mothers Against Drunk Driving chapter here in Albuquerque, and We worked really, really hard together for many years on legislation because I was in the state senate at the time. And so Terry and Nadine Milford and others that were associated with MAD, we worked really hard on legislation to help stem the problem. And, you know, we had some good success along the way and did some good things and haven't finished that job just yet. But that's how I know Terry, and I just know her to be just a woman of incredible integrity and somebody that I just love to be around because she's just such a positive influence. And so that's why I'm doing what I'm doing with them. Everybody with lungs needs to be interested in this.
Yeah. And I didn't realize Terry's back with us, by the way. I want to let our listeners know, Terry, I hope we got a good connection with you now.
I hope so, too.
Terry, I want to ask you a question. I didn't realize, Kent just mentioned lung health. We all have lungs. I truly, yep. I mean, and maybe in some ways I'm answering my own question here. The question is, do we take our lung health for granted? And I think I've really done that. My mom, unfortunately, is experiencing some lung issues, and I think it's really through no fault of her own. She's never smoked, never drank a bit of liquor, and she's just always, taking care of herself, swimming and doing cardiovascular and everything else, but now she's struggling a little bit. So I want you to talk about a little bit about how comprehensive, what the American Lung Association is doing. 'Cause it's not just about smoking. And I mean, there's vaping, there's pollution, there's just a lot.
Oh my goodness. Thank you, Jim. You're so right. Nobody knows about all the work that we're doing. And you're right in identifying that we're working with a lot of patients that have different kinds of lung illness. We're working to defeat lung cancer. We want to be a champion of clean air for all. Again, a tobacco-free future is very important. And then nowadays, now it's COVID-19, right? Because COVID-19 is definitely a respiratory disease that we're having to deal with right now, and it's having a huge impact on everything, our economy, our healthcare systems, and we are definitely focused on slowing the spread and defeating COVID-19, and we have the infrastructure and the credibility to do so.
Terry, I've got to ask you, and this may sound like a silly question, but when a doctor puts the stethoscope up to your back and says, take three deep breaths, what are they even listening for? I don't know.
I think they're listening for any kind of irregularities, and they're able to move that stethoscope around and listen to your heart, listen to your lungs, listen to the different organs, but I think it kind of gives them a first peek at any kind of irregularities, heart murmurs, anything that just kind of sounds not right, so that they can start looking at things a little bit more.
I want you both to know, even though we're on the phone, the conversation does not need to flow through me. If you want to ask each other questions, I think you can both hear each other. Or Kent, if you say something and Terry wants to chime in, feel absolutely free to do that. I know both of you are not going to have any trouble at all filling the time up till 2 o'clock, because I could talk to either one of you for hours about all of this. Kent, I want to ask you a question. Do you know people that have quit smoking and how hard it was for them to quit?
Well, you're talking to one, actually. As a high schooler, I thought it would be cool to smoke. Although as an athlete, I was a wrestler in high school. I still thought, you know, during the summer and whatever, I'm invincible at that age and nothing would bother me. But, what an idiot. You know, I did that. And, one day I was driving in my car, I had a little convertible that I bought when I was in high school. I still have it, by the way. And I'm driving down the road and I'm listening to Paul Harvey, who I absolutely loved. And he was talking about this disease that is, killing so many people in the United States. And it's just a devastating disease, and people just suffer so terribly with it, and it's preventable. And I'm thinking, well, now who would do something like who would do that to themselves, you know, contribute to a preventable disease and suffer so much? And it was like one of those more in a moment things. So he went to the commercial break. He comes back and he says it's lung cancer and it's caused by smoking. Well, I had a pack of cigarettes rolled up in my shirt sleeve, hanging out my car window, and doggone it if I didn't just grab that pack of cigarettes and just throw them out the window, and I just quit right then. And I just realized that that's a really stupid thing to do. So that was how it was for me. And I know a lot of other people struggle, you know, quitting. It's an addiction. I mean, your body craves it after you force it down. Then your body's saying, no, you're not quitting. I got you now.
Yeah.
So, that was my story. And I know that a lot of people have a lot of trouble, you know, just absolutely quitting. But I did, and now I'm still running, I'm still lifting weights and doing my cardio and stuff, and I'm lucky that I didn't do long-term damage.
Hey, and I know that probably some of the realtors that you work with in town, they may not like this, but I'm the host, so I get to say it. You got to get some of them to stop smoking, Kent.
Probably so. and people smoke for different reasons. Some people smoke because, you know, they got to have a smoke while they're drinking beer, or maybe they're just smoke because of stress related. And being a realtor can be a very stressful job. And if that's your release, that's unfortunate. You know, you should. But what I did though, Jim, is I tried to find a replacement habit. Mm-hmm. And so rather than smoking, I took my health and my physical conditioning a lot more seriously. And I thought that the two things could not live in the same body at the same time, physical conditioning and smoking. In my brain, that's how I put it all together. So that's what made it easy for me. Everybody's got to find their own way to quit.
Yeah. Terry, you have a good advocate here with Kent. And Terry, I know you have an amazing advocate. I want you to tell us about the advocates and all the tools available for people on your website as they're wanting to quit smoking.
Well, there's a lot of tools to quit smoking nowadays. There's a lot of nicotine replacement products that are on the market, like the patch, or I know there's like nicotine gum or lozenges, nasal sprays and inhalers that your doctor can prescribe. That's also a good tool for people to use. And then, you know, there's prescription drugs that really curb that addiction that Kent just was talking about. So if you talk to your doctor, you're in the right mindset, you can quit. And a lot of people try to quit, and then they stumble. And we always tell people, never quit quitting, because you'll get there. And once you get there, you're going to feel so much better. When you've made that decision for your own personal health, you'll just feel better, you'll sleep better, you'll smell better, you'll have more energy. And it's really good for your overall long-term health moving forward. Oh, and you'll save a lot of money too, because cigarettes, very expensive. So
yeah,
that is so true.
Amen to that. I don't know how much is a pack of cigarettes. I don't even know how much those are. Are they like 15 bucks?
I don't know anymore.
Well, the people that I know that have smoked, they don't go buy a pack of cigarettes. They go buy a case. And the case is gone in a matter of days, which was always amazing to me. I do need to tell you both a story. When I was 7 years old, we did everything as a family, but my parents used to frequently have people over to our home. And they would always bring kids, and we'd be playing outside, and we'd have a barbecue and all of this. But the funny thing is the women that came to these get-togethers would be upstairs in the kitchen with my mom, and they'd be talking about whatever they were talking about. And then all the men would go downstairs, and they'd get around the living room. And we had, of course, the TVs at that time were like, 14 inches across? That was a big TV back in those days. And they'd have a ball game on. I can even remember when it was just black and white. I think we did finally get a color TV. But when I was 7 years old, I remember my dad had all these men downstairs in our home, and they were smoking cigars. And I said, hey, I want a cigar. So my dad, he said, okay, here you go. And, you know, didn't want me to burn my hand on the end of the cigar. So he showed me how to hold it. And I took that cigar and I went, I mean, I just sucked it in. And I got to tell you, that was like a hammer hitting me in the chest. And I will tell you, and I'm not necessarily recommending this for anybody else, but I never smoked anything again ever.
Never.
That was the cure.
Father knew how to handle that.
Yeah.
I
cannot even imagine inhaling, you know, something into my lungs. There is a lot to this. I mean, you guys address all kinds of issues with pollution. You address all kinds of issues with smoking. And, Terry, just another quick question about, I've already asked you about how a doctor would maybe listen to your lungs and what they're listening for, but so many people will not even get a regular checkup, and that is pretty important for your lung health, isn't it?
Well, you know, it really is. And if you are a smoker, a former smoker, one of the things that we highly, highly recommend is that you get a low-dose CT scan on your lungs. And we have a campaign called Save by the Scan, and it really encourages people to do this test early, because we know the earlier that you find out if you have any kind of lung issues, like maybe the starting of some sort of lung cancer, the earlier you get diagnosed, the quicker they can address it and the higher chances you have for responding to treatment. So our Save by the Scan campaign has saved many lives. And nowadays, if you're on Medicare and you follow a little survey on our website and take this test, it'll tell you if you qualify to get the test at no cost to your Medicare. But it's not even a very expensive test, but it could save your life, for sure.
Terry, am I correct that you are about to have a virtual event, a fundraiser for the American Lung Association?
Yes, last year we had to go virtual on all our events, but tonight, actually in about 5 hours, we're going to be doing an online trivia game, and it's all going to be around Star Trek. So if people want to jump on, and it's $30 a household, you can jump on, play some trivia for 90 minutes with your immediate family at home, and support a great cause. And then we're also working on an event where we're working closely with firefighters, and that's the event that Kent is chairing. It's called the Fight for Air Climb. And every year we do this event. This year we're doing a firefighters challenge. We're going to be out at the Firefighter Academy, and they're going to assist us in putting regular civilians through an obstacle course. So we're really excited about our event this year, and hoping by April 10th that we'll be able to be out enjoying beautiful New Mexico clean air and working on our lungs, exercising, and having a great time and raising money for the American Lung Association.
Awesome. We're on the phone this afternoon with Terry Huertas. She is the American Lung Association Executive Director, and one of her volunteers, Kent Cravens, CEO of the Greater Albuquerque Association of Realtors. And when we come back, we'll talk to Kent a little bit about this event and what's planned and how people can get involved. And Terry, I'm going to ask you, Terry, to take us to the website when we come back and tell us how to register for the event tonight. All the Trekkies are going to be real interested in that. We'll be right back. Stay with us on ABQ Connect.
I'm Rob Snead, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Does God exist? And if he does, is it possible to know him? Your answer to those two questions shapes how you see the world. Skip Heitzig once wrestled with those very questions himself.
You know, I've been teaching the Bible for over 3 decades. Before I became a Christian, and when I was new to the faith, I studied science and philosophy alongside the Bible. As I studied, I grew confident that God does exist, and yes, we can know him.
In Biography of God, the brand new book by Skip Heitzig, you'll learn to remove the limits you may have placed on your idea of who God is.
Everything changes when you acknowledge and believe that God is who he says he is.
Biography of God is our way to thank you when you give $35 or more today to help expand this Bible teaching outreach to more people. Request your copy when you give online securely at connectwithskip.com/offer or call 800-922-1888.
On KNKT, this is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
We're talking about healthy lungs today with Terry Huerta. She's the executive director of the American Lung Association here in Albuquerque, and Kent Cravens. He's a volunteer with the organization. Kent makes his living directing our Greater Albuquerque Association of Realtors. Thank you again both for joining us. Kent, I want to go right to you. Are we going to see you on the obstacle course during the Fight for Air Climb in April?
You know, as long as I got a breath left in me, I'm going to be as active as I possibly can. So you bet. I mean, when I was 40 something years old, I did my first marathon, and I won't lie to you, it was my last. But I finished my marathon in 4 hours and 48 minutes, and I'm not training for marathons these days, but I'm still pretty healthy, and good Lord willing, I can get out there and compete with at least my age group anymore.
So for me, it would just be about finishing, Kent. It's not a competition against anybody but myself.
You know, Jim, for me, it's going to be about survival. So
I love that. Hey, Terry, I want to ask you a question. On your website, it says that Albuquerque is near the top of the list for the cleanest U.S. cities for what's called short-term particle pollution. Now, just so you know, and I think Kent will concur, anytime we're at the top of a good list in New Mexico, I'm pretty excited. But what does that actually mean?
So I gotta share my personal story though before I jump into this, because this is really important. But in between my work at MAD and coming over to American Lung Association, I was a foster mom, and I was fostering a little 2-year-old boy named Max. He spells his name double X because he's extra special, M-A-X-X. And Max, when I had him, I only had him in my home for like not even 48 hours, and he started having an asthma attack. And I had no idea. When they gave me this child, they didn't give me instructions, right? And so I was in the emergency room with him, and it was really frightening. The look in his eyes and the look in my eyes looking at each other, we were both frightened to death. And thank goodness emergency folks knew exactly how to manage him. And so the money raised at our Fight for Air Climb, that's one of our priorities, is working with children with asthma. We have programs. We have information for their families. We have lots of resources. And I just really want to mention that because, again, we talk about all these diseases, but asthma is the leading chronic disease for children. And that's a big part of our work locally. So with that said, the American Lung Association does issue a report every year called The State of the Air. It comes out in the springtime in April. And I believe it's close to 20 years or maybe our 21st year. And what we do is we take the air quality in every single county in the country, and we use a methodology and we give it a score. And so every ranking, every city in those counties gets rankings. It's really quite interesting. And especially if you need to travel and you're needing to go somewhere, you might want to check out the air quality before you leave to kind of just see their norm. But anyhow, you were asking me about particle pollution, small air particle pollution. Mm-hmm. So in the air, when pollution occurs, it can be sometimes so small, so invisible, that it can, and that it will make the scare opaque. Like, you probably looked out the window some days and seen, God, the sky looks a little grayish color. Wonder what's going on. And sometimes that's just air pollution just sitting in the air, and you can actually see it with your eyes. So imagine breathing that. So it can come from exhaust, from dust. All kinds of things can cause particle pollution. But when this gets into your lungs, it can really compromise your health, especially for those most vulnerable, like children and the elderly. Children, their lungs are still developing, so being around pollution, small particle pollution, can be very bad, as well as elderly people where their lungs maybe aren't functioning at the high capacity that they once were. So, yes, Albuquerque has its spikes, and, you know, we're the largest metropolitan in the state, so there's some issues around Albuquerque sometimes, but down through Santa Fe and Espanola Valley and Albuquerque, it tends to, we do have some bragging rights. We do have some nice clean air. There's other areas of the state, like down by Las Cruces and El Paso area. Those there's some challenges in that area of the state too. So that's a work for you, but it can be done.
You know, I never realized until here, probably in the past 8-9 months, that El Paso all the way up to Las Cruces has really become almost one large metro area of over 2 million people. And New Mexico technically only has about 2 million people on our whole state. So right in that corner of the state, there's, you know, as many people as there are in the whole state of New Mexico. So I can see why there may be some air quality issues. Kent, you were mentioning that you were a smoker when you were younger. Are there that many people that still smoke with all of the data and everything we have showing how bad it is for you?
You know, it seems when I was in the state legislature, I know we passed a lot of bills, and, you know, there were some taxes levied on people that smoked, and they called them sin taxes. They do that on cigarettes and tobacco, you know, tobacco and alcohol and other things. And you know, that has an effect. When the price goes up, young people are less attracted because it's just not affordable, unless they, you know, find some other way to get it. So I don't think smoking is as, maybe as prevalent as it used to be. It's not as attractive maybe for young people as it used to be, but this vaping thing has just got us in a quandary here. It's just, and to me, it's like you know, super glue for your lungs. You might as well just you know, figure out a way to put super glue in there. But it's really, really scary what's going on with this vaping and the normalization of vaping. That, oh, it's just water vapor and it's going to be okay. It's really healthy, but, you know, it's not, and kids need to understand that. But I do think overall, Terry, you may have stats on this, but I think overall, smoking is less attractive to young people. But then there's this introduction of, well, of course, cannabis and then this vaping.
Mm.
Yeah.
Terry, you want to comment about that?
Sure. In a 2017 report from the Surgeon General, it's showing that there's been a 900% increase in high schoolers vaping. 900% increase. So right now, and I'm not sure about New Mexico specifically, especially because this last year has been kind of wonky with more virtual school and all of that. But it's about 11% of high schoolers are vaping, and about 3% of middle schoolers are vaping. Yeah.
Middle schoolers.
And kids find vaping very attractive because, number one, they don't think it's as dangerous as traditional cigarettes, and they're very attractive to the flavors, the candy, the fruit flavors, but they really do believe it's less harmless. And so we have a campaign now. That's going to be my new line. We have a campaign, and it's for parents to really pay attention to their kids and help communicate to their kids about the harm of vaping. It's called Get Your Head Out of the Clouds. And we have that on our website as well. So if you need to talk to your child about vaping or more information on vaping, definitely our website has information on that.
And Terry, there really
amazing to me, Jim. That,
go ahead.
It's amazing to me. You can pull up to a red light, and there's somebody that has a little tiny crack in their window, and they got the music up loud, and you feel all the bass and everything all over the intersection. And then they blow this cloud of smoke out that everybody in the intersection pretty much needs to wait till that clears before they can go. I mean, it's just amazing how much they can suck into their lungs and then blow out the window.
Mm. Yeah. Well, and is vaping at least as dangerous as smoking?
Yes.
That's a simple answer. Well, and I'm reading that there's not only as much nicotine, but maybe more, and then there's heavy metals and all kinds of other things that are very dangerous.
There's 500 different brands, so it's really hard to, you know, categorize what has what in what. No one really knows what the long-term effects are for using e-cigarettes. No one knows what, like Kent just mentioned, being exposed to secondhand, you know, exposure to the vape. Nobody really knows what the impact is there. Nicotine, which is found in the e-cigarettes, is known to harm health. And, of course, nicotine is incredibly addictive. The e-liquids can be very toxic. In fact, I know I've been in some committee hearings where I've heard how the poison control gets a lot of calls every year because a child has gotten a hold of the fluid, the e-liquid, and has consumed it, or people have had more than they feel comfortable, and they feel that they're at a toxic level to have to call poison control. So, I mean, there's a lot of unknowns around e-cigarettes, but we definitely do not support them as a cessation product.
Terry, before we take a break, take a minute to tell us how our listeners can support the American Lung Association and your work.
Well, they can support it. They can support us by donating to our organization, a one-time gift or reoccurring. If they're a patient, they can share their story so other people can connect with them. They can advocate with us on policy, both at local, state, and federal levels. They can become facilitators for smoking cessation or one of our support groups. They can volunteer for some of our special events, like our Fight for Air Climb. Come out and be engaged in an event. We have a golf tournament coming up in June, I believe. And they can also like us on Facebook and keep up to date on all of the good work we're doing in New Mexico and around the country.
Mm. Well, I was informed a minute ago, I talked about your event tonight for Trekkies. You have a little trivia thing. It's a fundraiser, maybe a fun thing to do with your family. But I was corrected by our engineer, and I don't mind letting everyone know that this came directly from Steve Ryman. He said people that were really into Star Trek are really Trekkers, not Trekkies. So here's what I have to say about that. If you are a Trekker like Steve Ryman, you have got some serious nerdage going on in your life. But hey, God bless you. I hope that you are going to have fun with this event tonight. When we come back, we're going to talk with Terry and Kent a little bit more about how you can participate virtually tonight, how you can get involved with their golf tournament, and just a few more details about what's going on with the American Lung Association. Stay with us.
I'm Rob Sneed, General Manager at Power Ford. We do things differently over here on the affordable side of Albuquerque. We give you a better deal and a better experience. The better deal part, we'll beat any new Ford deal in New Mexico or put $1,000 cash in your pocket. The better experience part, every new vehicle comes with the confidence of a 100,000-mile warranty and complimentary maintenance. Find your ride at mypowerford.com or come see us on the affordable side of Albuquerque on Montaño, west of I-25.
Call 888-243-8183 for details.
Hi, this is Adam Holtz, and you're listening to Plugged In.
She's a wild bird. She doesn't want to be stuck inside, does she?
The new Netflix movie Penguin Bloom tells the true story of Samantha Bloom. You see, life was pretty good for this active wife and mom, but then a railing she's leaning on gives way, leaving her paralyzed. After the fall, Sam feels useless and depressed. That's when the Blooms welcome an injured magpie chick into their home and hearts. They name him, ironically, Penguin. Sam bonds with him and realizes that maybe there's hope after all. This drama packs inspiration and pain, hope and heartache, some of which might be too intense for young viewers. So we're giving Penguin Bloom a 3.5 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Being unshakable in a shaky world. This is Roger Patterson with a minute of vision for life. Have you watched the news lately? Things that were once stable seem to be shaking up. From 9/11 to the financial crisis of 2008 to the wars of recent days across the world, things that were once stable and secure seem to be coming unhinged. How do you parent your children to stability in the midst of a world of instability? How do you find certain peace in the midst of a most anxious and shaky world? Many people turn to false promises of more stuff or to substances to try to alleviate their anxiety. But friend, in Jesus Christ, we have one whom we know will bring stability in an entirely new order of things one day. Revelation 21:6 says, "Then he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to the one who thirsts from the spring of the water of life without cause.
Dr. Roger Patterson with A Minute of Vision, a ministry of Vision for Life Radio at visionforlife.org.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Holly Slade and Dave Slade and Associates Realtors are sponsors of the programming here on KNKT and our show, ABQ Connect. Call Holly and her team at 342-8100 when you first start thinking about selling your home or buying a new one. Holly Slade and Dave Slade and Associates, doing business by the book, 342-8100. Or you can reach Holly on the web at abqhomeseeker.com. We are joined this afternoon for our last segment. Terry Huertas, she is the executive director of the American Lung Association, and Kent Craven, he is the Kent is the CEO of the Greater Albuquerque Association of Realtors, and he volunteers with the American Lung Association. Kent, I want to go right to you and talk to you ask you about your volunteer work, and are you one of the advocates that Terry mentioned?
Well, I'd like to think so. She asked me to be corporate sponsor chair of this event. And what that means is that I need to encourage, you know, other business leaders in the community to form teams, to get people involved. And it's a two-pronged approach. We're trying to raise money for sure. But, you know, we need to raise awareness too of some of the things that, you know, this could make life better for people, in terms of their lung health. We live in a state where there's just wide open spaces and lots of fresh air. If you're in the, you know, mood to go a couple miles outside of town and just take a little hike or something, it's just really great. But this is the event that would go, you know, 30 floors up at the Hyatt Regency downtown. Or how many floors is that, Terry?
The one at the Hyatt.
It's a lot of steps.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's 365 steps. Is that correct?
Correct.
One step for each day during the year that you get to breathe freely in New Mexico. So, you know, form a team, get a little team together. It's $25 to join. And you know, we ask for $100 raise of money. And so the teams that we make a little money on the teams, we make a little money on the money raise. And, people can, you know, they could go for bragging rights. And when you're up against firefighters and policemen and first responders and so forth, it's a lot of fun. It could be just a lot of fun. And we hope to be able to do that again in April. Right, Terry?
That's right. That's right.
Now, has the date for the event been set, or are you kind of being a little bit fluid with COVID and to see kind of what happens?
Well, that's a good question. So right now we're scheduled for April 10th, which is a Saturday. And we will be definitely following whatever regulations are put forth by the New Mexico Department of Health. However, we plan on making it an incredibly safe event. So people will enter through the beginning of the obstacle event, and they will go through the obstacle event, and they will exit on the other end one by one individually. And if needed, they'll have to wear a mask, we'll clean up in between people, whatever it takes. But I think people really want to be outdoors, and we're hoping that our state will be in a better place on April 10th that we can. And if people are still hesitant, that's okay, because they can stay home and they can climb their way. So if they'd like to do something more virtually, they can. So it's going to end up being more of a hybrid event.
And
that's a good new word, hybrid.
There you go. That's April 10th, and can people register now on your website, Terry?
They can. They just have to go to fightforairclimb.albuquerque, and it'll take them right to the website. And they can do a company team, they can do a company sponsorship, they can do both, or they can do a friends and family team as well. And sometimes people like to climb in honor of someone that they've lost due to some sort of lung disease.
So it's fightforairclimb.albuquerque.
Yeah.
Cool. So I've got one more way, Jim, that people can get involved.
Okay.
So what we did last year when Terry asked me to do this is I was looking for a way to get people that maybe didn't want to take the time to go to the event or didn't want to get a team together, and we called it the Chairman's Challenge. And what it is for somebody that's in that situation, that they might be sympathetic to what we're doing. They might be a big fan of the Lung Association and the work they do. We've asked for a $500 donation, and that will cover a team to get started. Now, there's teams from, there's student teams from UNM, from CNM. There are firefighter teams from around the community. There are APD. There's the sheriffs. There are all these people. And what we're trying to do is raise enough money to sponsor teams who might not otherwise be able to raise that money. And so we'll have that money available. And last year, I think we raised several thousand dollars in support of these other teams that might not want that might not have the money but want to participate. So that's one other way you can participate. Just flat write a check in the Chairman's Challenge for $500.
Terry, I'm always afraid during radio programs that people are prompted to do something and to act, but they didn't have a pen and pad in front of them. So I'm going to give the website one more time. It's fightforairclimb.abq or albuquerque.albuquerque. And they can go to that and they can register for this event. It's the Fight for Air Climb. It's going to be April 10th. And Kent's describing how you could be a business sponsor of a team, et cetera. So there's a lot of creative things going on. Terry, do you guys take phone calls at the American Lung Association if people want more information?
Absolutely. Our local phone number is 505-265-0732.
Very good. Terry, we're going to repeat that one more time. We've got about 3-4 minutes left. I want you to tell us if there's things that we can do as private citizens to improve air quality in our state. What are those things that we can do?
Well, that's a good question. So some of the things that we can start looking at standing up for clean air by looking at renewable energy and reduce your energy consumption. Look at reducing air pollution by driving less. Maybe choose electric vehicle, a bike, public transportation. You can call on the EPA to like set more protective air pollution standards. And, all of these things make a big difference. Also, I know a big one, especially in the winter time, is burning wood or trash to make sure that we're not burning wood or trash. That's not good for the air. And, New Mexico last year, as I recall, we really suffered a lot from the wildfires that were happening in California, and then that air was moving into our state. And it was having a huge impact on a lot of our lung patients. So, we always recommend that they stay indoors if possible, keeping their windows tight and really trying to, protect themselves from those kinds of days when that happens, because that can really make things difficult for them. So, checking on your loved ones and making sure that they're okay during those months when wildfires tend to be putting smoke out.
Yeah, my sister suffers.
Jim, can I emphasize that real quick?
Please do.
That wildfire thing is a big deal in New Mexico. We go into fire season and we have smoke coming from all angles, north, south, east, and west.
Yes.
When there's a fire in Arizona, we get it here in New Mexico. And back when I was running a lot, there was a fire that blew very thick smoke through our city from Arizona, central Arizona, and I tried to go out and do my daily run, and man, it was hard. It was hard. So, my advice is take heed of those warnings, those air quality warnings that come out, and just you don't have to run every day. Just but stay indoors and try and protect yourself, because otherwise, you may be the one needing advice from the Lung Association.
Yes. Well, Kent, I'm just going to recommend that on days like that, people get a basketball, go in a gym, and shoot some hoops.
Stay indoors. That's all there is to it. Just stay indoors.
Well, my listeners get tired of me talking about basketball, but the truth is that I would never run on purpose, because it was always punishment. If we let one, if we were not playing good defense, we had to run. If we missed a layup, we had to run. So I can't run. It's just not in my blood. It's not in my DNA. But I like to work out. But running is not my favorite.
Well,
it's a lot of work.
It's just good cardio. However you get your cardio exercise, it's just better to do it indoors on those air quality warning days.
That's right. I want to remind all of our listeners one more time to go to fightforairclimb.albuquerque and register for the Fight for Air Climb event that's going to be held April 10th here in Albuquerque. It's going to be an obstacle course. It's a fundraiser for the American Lung Association. And tonight there's going to be some trivia about Star Trek. You can go to the website at, is that the lung.org website, Terry, quickly?
Yes, it is. It's lung.org, and then you can just search Trivia Night Albuquerque.
Fantastic. Terry and Kent, thank you for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
Thank you for having us.
ABQ Connect is presented by Bosky Heating and Cooling. For service, call 504-444-7200. Bosky Heating and Cooling. Locally grown, locally owned. ABQ Connect with Jim Williams is a production of KNKT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KNKT. If you missed any or part of today's show, get the free podcast at abqconnect.online.